Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's a beautiful Sabbath day out. I just love it. And I know my mama goats love it because they had all their babies this week. So if you want to see some baby goats, come visit us and you'll help us bottle feed 10 baby goats. And they're all beautiful. About 1983 or 4 years ago, a very large stone was rolled away from a tomb and our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to sit on the right hand of the power of God. Since that time and until now, witnesses of the word have preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Paul wrote, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." I have a question for you. Is Christ mighty in you? Paul wrote, "For though he," Jesus Christ, "was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards us." In my mind, the theme of this Feast of Unleavened Bread has been deliverance. Deliverance from the bondage of sin. Deliverance from doubting if Christ is in me or not. Deliverance from doubting my faith. Paul wrote, "Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and peace be with you." Brethren, we've been delivered from the bondage of sin and doubt. We are to become complete, to become comforted, and to be of one mind, and to live in peace. We are therefore peacemakers. Remember Jesus' words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." And the message I want to share with you are three ways that we can maintain the power of a peacemaker in our walk with our Lord Jesus. Point number one, a peacemaker's power is in his rejoicing. We sung that in the song earlier. Rejoicing and in his peace with God and man. The first words Christ spoke when meeting his brethren after he was raised from the grave, the very first words was, "Rejoice! And peace be with you." Remember Christ's words, "That in me you may have peace." Remember Paul's words, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I will say, rejoice. Peace is not the way we understand it, like the world understands it. Peace is knowing that we are reconciled unto God, that we have a relationship with our Father. And because of that, we have a power within us. And I think these days of unleavened bread has even been brought that more clearly into my mind, that the power of God being within us, we don't want to let that power get away from us. It's a wonderful and wondrous thing, and we should rejoice in that, to know that we have a peace with our Father, and it's all been made possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. Point number two, a peacemaker's power is in his believing that Jesus Christ is the bread of life from God in heaven and given for the lives of the world. Not just for us, but for the lives of the entire world. Those people who aren't sitting here today, those people who are keeping a different day today and tomorrow, this weekend, those people are blinded. They're being misled right now. But God loves them just as much as he loves you and me. And Jesus Christ is the bread of life for them as well. God, our Father, sent him to this earth as the bread of life for the entire world. In John 17:20, you might turn with me over to there, John chapter 17. In John chapter 17, verse 20, Christ's words are, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." In verse 22, "that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us and I in them." Again, I ask you the question, is Christ mighty in you? Well, we can know that just by personally if we're surrendering our hearts to Jesus Christ. And this feast of the Passover is an awesome feast in order to do that. It helps us to refresh our thinking and our minds to think about not only just putting sin out of our life, but refreshing ourselves and being reconciled to God, to realize that we have a relationship with our Father that is just beautiful, it's wonderful, and not to let that go. And it is the power of God that helps to maintain that relationship with Him. Point number three, a peacemaker's power is in his walk. A peacemaker's power is in his walk. Paul says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Isn't that what these days are all about? That we not be entangled with the yoke of bondage, that we come free of the yoke of bondage, that we are free from the yoke of bondage, and that we are free and we have a liberty that goes far beyond the liberty that we sing when we sing about the liberty of our country. This is the liberty of the country of heaven, our citizenship being in heaven. This is that kind of a liberty. And it's a beautiful thing to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty which by which Christ has made us free. We're free from the bondage of sin. To walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, is what Paul says to the Galatians. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Turn with me, if you will, over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. It's a well-read scripture, but it is a very important scripture. It's one that we should incorporate into our prayer life. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul writes, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering," or as we've heard in past in our Bible study, with suffering long, the long-suffering that we have, that we suffer very long, but being worth it, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. I think one of the most interesting things that I've learned and that has been with me since the keeping the Passover this past week is how much peace is discussed throughout the Word of God. How Jesus Christ wants us to have peace with the Father, how the Father wants us to have peace with Him and with His plan, but to have peace with Him, a relationship that is we're at peace, but a relationship where there is conversation going back and forth. And it's an enjoyable thing. It's something that we can rejoice in. It is a peace that just surpasses all understanding, isn't it? Walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with suffering long, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Brethren, we are delivered from the bondage of sin and must stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. Christ said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." What an awesome title to have, the sons of God. Peacemakers have the power of God through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember, repentance, believe, repent, be saved, be baptized, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peacemakers have the power of God through the gift of His Holy Spirit. Peacemakers rejoice and have the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Peacemakers' power is in their believing that Jesus Christ is the true bread which our Father in heaven gives for the life of not just us, but for the life of the world, the entire world. Peacemakers stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And we walk worthy of the calling with lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Is Christ mighty in you? I think so. Can you maintain that? On our knees. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.